Welcome to the Ridge Community Church podcast. At the end of this episode, please take a moment to hit the subscribe button and find us online at theridgecc.com. At our website, you can catch up with everything that's happening at The Ridge, watch previous messages, and learn more about who we are. If you want to watch services live, you can catch them every Sunday via our online community at live.theridgecc.com. We hope this message inspires you to take the next step in your faith journey. Enjoy. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Let me ask you this. How many of you ate more than the 6,300 calories that the average American ate for Thanksgiving? How many? Raise your hand. I would be raising my hand. Well, even if you ate more or less, doesn't matter. Today's a special day because we wrap up Live Big 2023 today, where our entire church takes a season and we are challenged to raise the level of generosity in our lives so that we can give to those in need. The genesis for Live Big came from the words of Jesus when he said this, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." According to Jesus, the best way to live, the most impactful way to live, is he said, don't be just a receiver, which culture tells us is the best way to live. He says, be a giver. Because when we do, we receive so much more than just what stuff and experiences could ever give us. What I love about Live Big is there's so many great stories that always come out every year, and we are seeing a ton of them this year as well. A few weeks ago, I had one of our rock star students, she's a sophomore in high school, so she came up to me after service, and she waits tables for her job. And she starts telling me how she's been saving all her tip money for the last 3 months so she could give it to Live Big. And so I was like, well, how much? She said, $500. I was like, wow. And I went over to her parents and I said, man, she set the bar for your family. That story embodies what Live Big is all about. A few years ago, I added a week onto our Live Big series because Live Big is meant to help us build our generosity muscle so that we don't use that muscle only once a year, we use it all year. So for the last few years, I've closed the series with a message on how we can live big all year. Because followers of Jesus, that's what we're called to do. And Jesus says it's a better way to live, and I think we all want to live this way. Today, I'm going to wrap it up by talking about both an essential and challenging part of living big, sacrifice. If your vision of following Jesus is just go to church, read the Bible, do a little good here and there, there is way more to following Jesus than that. I would even say, don't settle for that. That's too small of a vision to give your life to. Jesus invited us into a much bigger vision, life in the kingdom of God. Life as God, not me or you, intended it to be. The life we were made for. And a big part of it is learning to live a life of sacrifice. In fact, the more we step into the life of sacrifice, the greater the desire will be to go to church and read the Bible and all the stuff we often settle for. But now, you'll see that all of that is meant to motivate and move us into life in the kingdom of God. Here's what the Apostle Paul says about sacrifice. He says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. The topic of sacrifice, it's deep and difficult, especially if we start in the wrong place. Paul tells us that the starting point is understanding who God says we are. And he says, you are fully loved by God. In other words, the love of God is always the starting point for sacrifice. But you notice what he starts with. He says, follow God's example or imitate God. Because you are loved by God, do what he did. And when we do what he did, we are living as we were created to live. And then he writes, and walk. In other words, follow in God's footsteps in the way of love. Now, we hear that word love. The problem is that we all have our own definition of what love means, and they all fall way short of how Paul's going to define it. And he says, fall in the way of love just as. In other words, reference point. And the reference point for what it means to love is going to be something else because we all have our own. And then he says, just as Christ loved us, not just as the movies say, not just as my parents did or didn't love, not just as my spouse or I do. Now, all of those are good, but often are very incomplete. There's so much more to it than that. Jesus now, as Paul says, is going to be the reference point of what love is and how we do it. So what does love do, Paul? Here's what Paul tells us. And gives himself up. In other words, love always gives him or herself away for the benefit of others. And the others doesn't just mean our family and friends. The others is also the others who won't or don't respond to our giving ourselves away, and the others we don't agree with or even like. And then he says, for us as a fragrant offering and a, there's our word, sacrifice to God. Back then, there was the temple, and they would bring a lamb as a sacrifice. And you would bring the lamb in, and then you would lay it down on the altar, and then the priest would slit the throat, and then you would put your hands on the animal. And as the animal slowly died, he would think, I'm the one who deserved to die, but I don't have to because of this sacrifice. Paul reminds us of the connection. Jesus died on a cross because he's the sacrifice for us. And it is his love offering to God, which is the only good reason to sacrifice. And it's because of love. Paul also says, when Christ gave himself up for us, it was a fragrant offering to God. My wife Donna and I, we like to take walks around our subdivision. And so we'll be walking around our subdivision, and then we'll be hit oftentimes with that very distinct smell of someone grilling out. And we both love grilled food. And so one of us will be like, hey, can you smell that? Can you smell that? Someone is grilling. And then we're like, hey, where's that coming from? Hey, do we know them? Hey, and if so, let's just randomly stop by and say hi. I mean, we love that smell. In fact, I think that smell is the smell of heaven. And Paul is saying when Jesus chose to sacrifice himself for us, it was a pleasing aroma. It was a pleasing smell to God. And this imagery is really powerful. He says, when we choose to die to ourselves by sacrificing for someone else, it's a pleasing aroma. It's a pleasing smell to God. That every time we put off financial gain, relational gain, calendar gain, so that someone else can gain, God's going, hey, can you smell that? Oh, that's good. Oh, God. That's the beautiful smell of sacrifice. And so Paul says, because we are loved by God through Christ, our calling is to follow in Christ's footsteps. And we are to live a life where we sacrifice for others. I love what Brian Tome, pastor of a great church in Cincinnati, says about sacrifice. He says, sacrifice is what separates the talkers from the walkers. Laying down your life is what separates people who talk about God and people who actually walk after God. Sacrifice is the defining characteristic. This idea of sacrifice, so important, that Paul gives many examples. Let me read you another one. This one's found in the book of Romans. Paul writes this, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, once again, God is the reference point, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, not a dead one. Paul, I thought they were all dead sacrifices. And Paul goes, no, this is different. It's a living one. That I'm willing to love others in a way that I'm willing to lay down my life for their benefit. And when I do, I'm living like Jesus who sacrificed himself for me. And then he says, holy and pleasing to God, this is your true and proper worship. Now I want you to remember those two words right there, proper worship. But then he says this, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, our world is conforming us to a way of living, and it's not to sacrifice. The message of the world is we always need new, we need an upgrade, you need more money in the bank because you never have enough, you deserve to be comfortable. But Paul says it's your true and proper worship. Now, some translate that reasonable worship. And here's what he means. Understanding how Jesus, because he loved us, laid down his life for you, it's just reasonable. You would do that for somebody else. As a church, we want to be a place where you are growing in your faith. Growing in your faith means we are becoming more like Jesus, and becoming more like Jesus means we love. And love looks like sacrifice. Here's the thing about sacrifice. Sacrifice is always the way to go to the next level with God versus us climbing over somebody else to get to that level. I mean, this is really personal to me because honestly, I don't necessarily gravitate towards this. This is not natural for how I live my life. If you were to give me the option of two doors and I could only walk through one, and through door number one was comfort and immediate gratification, or door number two was sacrifice and delayed gratification, most of the time, I'm choosing door one. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I want easy, I don't want to wait. But door number two gets me further with God and further ahead in my life, even though at first it doesn't feel that. But that's the path. That's the road of sacrifice. And so the question I want to look at for the rest of our time together is, what do we sacrifice to sacrifice? In other words, what do we need to get over? Well, one thing we need to get over is we need to sacrifice our addiction to stuff. And we're all addicted to stuff. I mean, it's all about bigger, better, newer. The other day, I decided to get on Facebook Marketplace and look at used Shelby Mustang sports cars. Now, I've always loved fast cars, loved those, always wanted one. I mean, I was like, if I only had one, I mean, life would be better. And it would also be better if it were red and a stick. As I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, man, I tell you what, this would be such a good thing to have. I mean, Donna and I, we could go on rides together in the summer. The kids would love it. And you know what? Donna and I could, and the kids would. But the only thing that really matters is I love it and I want it. Now, can I afford it? Is it a wise purchase? No, but do I want it? Yes. Now, please hear me. I'm not saying God's against us having stuff. God likes to bless his children. He likes to bless you. Maybe not with a Shelby Mustang, but maybe. But he does love to bless us. But it's just so easy for just the lure of stuff to become what we follow, rather than the one who gives us all we have. A few weeks ago, I was talking to a guy after one of our services. And he said to me, he goes, and I thought this was so wise. He said, I have no problem going to a store or going online and just buying stuff. If I really wanted something, I'll figure out how to finance it if I need to. But then we talk about giving and we talk about sacrifice. And I find every reason why not to, why I can't or shouldn't, or where I should just give a little. I mean, think about that. Isn't that true of all of us? When we sacrifice, we are breaking the allure that stuff has on our lives. And we are choosing to put others ahead of ourselves. We have probably all heard this saying before. He who dies with the most toys wins. And we hear that and we laugh at that, you know, because we go, oh, you know, that's not true. But the reality is, most of us live that way. We constantly compare ourselves to what others have or their experiences. It's like, okay, well, they're taking their kids to Disneyland. If I don't, then I'm a bad parent. Or they have their kids in traveling soccer, so I have to. They just had their basement finish. You know what, honey? So we need to. They have and do. So I have to have and do. The problem is someone always has more. So we will need to always have more. When we sacrifice, we step out of that game. It actually exposes that game for what it is. It doesn't get us anywhere. And we're saying this, God, I'm playing a different game, a better game. I'm playing the game of earning your favor. I'm playing the game of having some blessings in the future that you're going to determine. I'm playing the game of loving people. Second thing we need to sacrifice is we sacrifice our selfish desire to always get something out of something. One of the things that makes sacrifice so hard for us is our culture encourages us to always ask ourselves this question before we do anything. What do I get out of it? Does it benefit me? If it does, I do. And if it doesn't, I don't, because my benefit is the most important thing. For example, for many of you, you'll leave this message or you'll leave church and you're like, someone will say, how is it? You'll be like, eh, it's okay. I didn't get a lot out of it. You know, we even approach church and we even approach God primarily for our benefit. But here's what God's thinking. What did I get out of you today? Most of us, we don't even realize that this is our filter for everything. There are different levels of sacrifice. One level is what I call the self-serving sacrifice. I mean, it sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? It's like this. Well, if I don't eat pizza and drink beer, I get six-pack abs. I sacrifice now, but it benefits me later. And this is not a bad thing. I mean, there's a time for that, but that's not the kind of sacrifice we're talking about. The kind of sacrifice that we're talking about is selfless sacrifice, that we do things for others and we don't get anything out of it. Let's just say this. Let's just say you give $1,000 to Live Big. I mean, it would be easier if I said, hey, you give $1,000, guess what? God's gonna give you $1,100 in return. And everyone's like, Man, I'm not going to give $1,000. I'm going to give $10,000. I'll give $100,000 if I have to take out a loan for that. Or if I say, hey, if you serve at Winter Wonderfest, everybody gets free Bucks tickets. It's kind of like, I'm in. I mean, we'd all do it, right? But this is what makes it so challenging for us, because we don't think we get anything out of it. But the reality is, we do get something out of it that we don't even realize because we don't look for it. You see, when we sacrifice, we will discover that God is doing something in us. And one of the things he's doing is he's ripping out that selfish filter that's driving our life that says, hey, you know, you have to get something out of it, and is replacing it with a better one. From the filter of what do I get out of it to what can others get out of it. I'm telling you, we start asking this question and it will transform our lives. When we sacrifice, we are getting more out of it than we could ever imagine. You see, in following Jesus' footsteps, as Paul tells us to do, we are discovering a life that is more fulfilling, exciting, and meaningful than what we could ever imagine. Final thing we need to sacrifice is the reality that sacrifice always costs us something. There's this great story in the Old Testament where King David wants to have a worship service and he gives a sacrifice. And he comes across this guy's property and he wants to have it there. And the landowner is like, hey, David, just take it and I'll get you the altar. I'll bring any animals you need and anything else you need. David could have taken it because he was king and they didn't have laws or rights protecting people back then. Listen to what David says. He says, no, I insist on buying it, for I will not present burnt offerings to the Lord, my God, that have not cost me anything. You see, David knew, if it's not costing you, then you're not giving a pleasing aroma, a pleasing smell to God. You know, this cost idea. Here's why this is so important for us to understand. Anything of significance God's going to do comes through our willingness to sacrifice. It always costs us something. If you have never been to our Greenfield campus, we actually meet in a building that was once a Walmart. Before that, we were meeting in a school like our Oak Creek Franklin campus is right now. And at that time, we sensed God was leading us to find a permanent location so that we could help more people find Jesus. And so at this time, there's about 400 people attending our church. And when this old Walmart building opened up, and I said to our entire church, I said, if we want to do this, it will require all of us to sacrifice. And so we did a 2-year generosity initiative we called Crazy. And it was such a fitting name because it was crazy. And I challenged our entire church. I said, what crazy step of sacrifice are you going to take so that more people will find Jesus? As a part of it, we did what was called an advanced commitment night. If people wanted to make their financial commitment before commitment weekend, they could. And so we gathered at this hotel and we had a huge turnout at the event. And there was this time where I challenged everyone to respond to the level of sacrifice God was leading them to take. Families, including our family, couples and small groups and individuals, they came forward with their commitment card that night. Many were crying, Don and I were crying, and we were just all like, God, we're in. Do something great. And there was just so much joy at that event. Stories started coming out of people sacrificing vacations and downsizing cars and giving away money that they were saving for upgrades and retirement. I mean, it was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever been part of. Before we moved into the building, they laid down carpet in the auditorium, actually the auditorium that I'm standing in right now. And we had what was called a floor signing event. People could write on the floor the names of people who they hoped would come to this Walmart building converted to a church and find Jesus. I mean, it was that whole event. It was just a powerful reminder of, oh yeah, hey, I'm sacrificing for someone else. It was personal. That story, I believe, of sacrifice laid the foundation for this church that we would feel years after that. You see, this isn't just a Greenfield story. For the Oak Creek Franklin campus, people sacrificially gave so we could launch a campus to reach more people. Online, people gave during COVID so we could build an online studio so we could continue to reach people online. anything of significance God's going to do always comes through our willingness to sacrifice. You see, we sacrifice because we love people and we want them to know Jesus. You see, the reality is we don't naturally gravitate towards sacrifice. But sacrifice is how great things happen. Sacrifice is how miracles come. Sacrifice is how the next level with God is experienced. Sacrifice is how love that transforms broken and hurting communities breaks through. I wish we could just pray and hope great things into happening. But God does something better. He invites us to follow in His footsteps and sacrifice for the benefit of others. Now, let me just clarify something. There are different seasons of sacrifice. In other words, sacrifice will always cost us something, but there are seasons where it may not hurt that much. It might just cost you some time and money, but listen, it's still sacrifice and God will use it. But there are also seasons where God is calling us to a level of sacrifice that does and will hurt. I believe Live Big is one of those times. As we wrap up Live Big 2023, the challenge is to a season of sacrifice for the most vulnerable, for those in need. So if you haven't, I want you to sacrificially give to Live Big. And by give, I mean financially give. And we give it all away to a wish list that'll impact thousands of lives of people in need. So let's step up. Let's be generous. And if you haven't, I want you to sacrifice some of your time and serve for Live Big. In a few weeks, we'll be putting on Winter Wonderfest. We need 700-800 people to serve so that we can bless over 1,500 kids in our community in need. And here's how you can do it. You can go to our Live Big page, theridgecc.com/livebig. And just a note, for the giving part, use the dropdown that says Live Big 2023, and giving ends December 5th. Listen, when we choose to die to ourselves by sacrificing for others, and they'll never know, and they won't know, but you know who will know? God will know, because it's a sweet smell to Him. I want to close with an example of sacrifice that sets the bar very high. And I want to set it high because if we don't set it high, our tendency will be to lower it to where we just give and serve just enough to make ourselves feel good. And we don't want to settle for that because our calling is greater than that. And our lives are worth more than that. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one of the very few Christian pastors who stood against Hitler. Most of all the Christian pastors, they just bought into his lies and they wanted power and they were weak and many of them were racist. So they just went along with Hitler's agenda. Well, there were a few pastors like Bonhoeffer who didn't. Bonhoeffer actually got thrown in jail after he was tied up in the conspiracy to actually kill Hitler. Now, let that sink in. Pastor tries to kill Hitler. I mean, it's like, wow, what a courageous leader. Well, Dietrich Bonhoeffer eventually died for his role in it. And here's what Bonhoeffer said before he died. When Christ calls him in, He bids him to come and die. When Jesus calls you, He calls you to lay down your life. He calls you to stop trying to have it both ways. He calls you to love people. Why? Because He loved people. That's why. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for the last couple of weeks of this journey of Live Big that we have been on. And God, it's really been like no other that we have ever experienced as a part of Live Big. And Father, as we come to the end of it, I pray that it wouldn't really be the end, but it would just a continuation of something very special that You're doing in our church and in our lives. That God, that You have really called us to be givers more than receivers. And You've called us to go through seasons of sacrifice, sometimes where it hurts, and sometimes where it doesn't hurt, but the reality is You've called us to be people of sacrifice, to follow in Your footsteps. And I thank You that we get to look to Jesus to be our example of that, who gave Himself for us and now our calling and following His footsteps to be willing to give ourselves for others. And Father, I would pray that for those who've just kind of been on the fence maybe of giving financially, that You'd give them the courage to give sacrificially. And for those who have been on the fence about serving and giving of their time, that they would have the courage to step forward and serve of their time. And Father, I pray as we just kind of step forward from here, that we would be known as a people and known as a church that is willing to sacrifice for those who will never know, but You know. And when we sacrifice, it is a sweet smell to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Community Church's podcast. If you live in Southeast Wisconsin, we'd love to host you at one of our weekend services. For directions, service times, and more about our kids and students' environments, visit us at theridgecc.com. That's theridgecc.com.